I never thought it could happen to me. I think you can associate this praise with almost every experience you've ever had, like winning a lottery ticket or getting a detention for leaving your backpack in the hall. It was definitely a Saturday, and maybe around 8. My mom and dad were missing, but I didn't think of it too much. Sometime later, they finally returned. And do you mind telling me where you guys have been? I was at an arrogant and foolish age. My mother's eyes filled with tears as she tried to get out her next sentence. My brother, Stefan, has cancer. And at that moment, there was no one else in the world I hated more than myself. A 5-pound lump grew in the back of my throat as I hugged my mother. During this moment, I got this weird feeling, something like a lack of sympathy for my mom. I was optimistic. Days, weeks, months passed. Cries occasionally rang out through the halls of our home, almost like they always have. I never knew exactly how my uncle was doing. I was always more afraid of shattering my mother's fragile state more than anything. It was easy to tell when he was doing well. So was she. A year and a half later, it was Easter break. The tradition of going to my uncle's house for honey-baked ham and Easter egg hunts still stood. We entered the house through the basement, just like normal, and walked up the steps, just like normal. As I reached the top step, my heart turned to lead as my entire body pulsed with fear, confusion, and depression. It was there in the bleak dining room that my uncle lay in a hospital bed, withered, pale, and dying at the pace of a thawing molasses after a long winter. This was not the man I knew. It was almost impossible to greet him, almost like I had literally swallowed my tongue. Nothing could have prepared me to see him like this, not like anyone had bothered to anyway. The initial image of seeing my uncle was seared into my brain. It was all I could see. Easter activities carried on like normal, as if the man we all knew and loved wasn't dying in the room adjacent to us. I couldn't even pretend to be normal. But soon it was time to leave, so we said our goodbyes and gathered our things. I could feel the cold sweat pour out of my hands. Then, with a quick glance and a trembling voice, I said, "Goodbye, Uncle Stefan, and happy Easter." Next, I was forced to listen to one of the weakest, wispiest, softest, life-straining, horrifying responses of my life. "Thanks for coming." I lost it. Tears streamed down my face as I looked away from the man I knew would never be the same. That car ride home had never felt longer, and to this day, I never underestimate the power of things that could never happen to me.